latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. So reports claim Rafael Benitez is looking for Newcastle to snap up striker Tammy Abraham in the January window if Chelsea boss Mauricio Sarri makes him available. Well, the Magpies missed out on the player last season as he opted for a loan move to Swansea, but he's back with Aston Villa on loan this season. 12 goals in 16 league games in the Championship, but Chelsea have an option to recall him from the season-long loan in January. The news is that new boss Mauricio Sarri doesn't have Abraham in his long-term plans and could look to sell. The fee is less than it used to be and is around £10 million. Newcastle could certainly afford it, but would face competition from Crystal Palace. Well, Genoa have reportedly dropped plans to sign out of favour Newcastle left-back Ashraf Lazar in favour of Monaco's Antonio Barreca. Like the Magpies, the Serie A club on the lookout for new left-back in January and had drawn up plans to lure Lazar back to Italy. 26-year-old reputation over there is good after his three-year spell with Palermo, during which they were promoted to Serie A. He's unlikely to ever play for Newcastle again. He's limited to only a handful of reserve games this season. It's now almost 18 months since Rafael Benitez last selected the player for a League Cup defeat to Nottingham Forest in August 2017. Newcastle officials desperate to get him off the payroll, but there's been little interest from any club in a permanent deal. And reports in Italy say Genoa were considering it, but are now moving for Monaco's Brescia instead. Well, January is set to be a difficult month for Rafael Benitez and Newcastle. They have a rigorous schedule that includes the entire top six between the end of December and the first week of February. And it's also been revealed the Magpies will be without Ki Sung-yeong and Yoshinero Muto in this spell, as they've been called up by the respective national teams, South Korea and Japan, to play in the Asian Cup. The two departures will create a major dilemma for Benitez, who'll lack much-needed quality and depth in his midfield.